This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Russians, the bane of President Trump's existence at this point. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of things. First, the House Republican leaders came out of a late-night meeting. They still don't have enough votes to pass the health care bill. Remember, there was a big deal of scrambling around, trying to make something happen there. So that hasn't happened. And this is unfolding as I am speaking right now. So I just went back and forth with somebody in D.C. This just wrapped up. So you're getting it as it's happening. And as it's happening, there's not enough votes. There's not enough votes for that to push through and then get thrown back into the pile, which would go to the Senate. You know how a bill is. But so far, no go. I'm going to jump to this FBI information they say that might tie Trump associates to the Russians during the campaign. This is, again, another fresh story that's unfolding. But the FBI has information, supposedly, that indicates that associates of the president's communicated with the Russian operatives to coordinate the release of information damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign. You know, we'll see what that evidence is, but this is partly, I guess, what Comey, the FBI director, was referring to when he made that bombshell announcement Monday before Congress that the FBI is investigating the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. So now they're reviewing the information that includes human intel, travel, business, phone records, accounts of in-person meetings. The information is raising a lot of suspicion of FBI counterintelligence investigators, that the coordination might have taken place, but they're being cautious because they're saying it's not conclusive for sure and that this investigation is still happening. Remember, his statement on Monday was kind of weird where Comey talked about that they're looking into this coordination with the campaign people and the suspected Russian operatives because the Bureau had gotten a credible allegation of wrongdoing enough to definitely look at it, and so they weren't dropping it. The White House had really no comment after this. You know, Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, simply said investigating it and having proof of it are two different things, which is true. So what's the proof? That's what the FBI is digging around on right now because they cannot really push this ball forward if they don't have it. The FBI has been investigating, as all of you know, the four former Trump associates. That was Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone's on that list, Carter Page for contacts with Russians known to U.S. intelligence. Justin Duckham, perfect time for him to join us from Washington at Talk Media News. Hey, I've been talking, Justin, about this whole story that broke now more on that Russian connection, that there's now more supposedly information that suggests that some of these Trump associates had coordinated with the Russians to try to damage Hillary Clinton, but the FBI is being cautious to say they're still investigating. So what's the chatter in D.C. about this?
Well, you know, this is something that broke late tonight, and it's not necessarily, as you mentioned, being touted publicly by the FBI by any stretch of the imagination, but apparently law enforcement officials off the record told CNN that the operating theory is that a number of members of the Trump campaign apparently gave the okay to hackers to release information, and also apparently one of them at least was working on behalf of the of a foreign government. So another sort of weave in this tapestry, and this comes, of course, on the heels of Comey publicly confirming that there is an FBI investigation into the potential collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign, something that the Trump world has been pushing back against, but nevertheless has become all too real after this week.
Boy, no kidding. There's other breaking news that's just as big, and I mentioned this at the top, that the House Republican leaders came from a late-night meeting, and they still haven't enough votes to pass the health care bill. So now what does that mean?
That's a good question. You know, what they've been doing throughout the night in the Rules Committee is essentially overhauling the bill. What they're doing is they're taking out mandatory coverage for a wide array of things. This includes, you know, child care, maternity coverage, other things such as hospital visits and whatnot. And once that happens, then it's going to have to essentially kind of go back to the drawing board. And if they are going to meet the voting time that they have scheduled for tomorrow, it's, you know, going to be kind of a chaotic mad dash. So this also comes under, you know, the Republican pledge to let Americans know what exactly is in this bill. You know, years of criticism for them saying that the health care bill was drafted and approved in the dead of night. And tonight we see them doing essentially exactly what they accused Democrats of doing about 7 years ago.
Wow. Interesting times in D.C., I'll tell you what. In the meantime, it's still about Gorsuch and this big moment at the hearing. And how's that going, the confirmation process?
You know, overall, it seems like it's going relatively well. You know, yesterday was the day for a lot of fireworks. You know, he had his sort of, you know, big run-in with Al Franken, who asked him some pretty pointed questions. Tomorrow is the witness day where Democrats are going to be, you know, bringing their own witnesses to testify on the Gorsuch side of things. But overall, it looks like this is probably going to be, you know, something that's going to move forward. There's still, of course, a lot of talk about a Republican, or sorry, about a, sorry, I guess it's just a force of habit after years, a Democratic filibuster on this situation, something that McConnell may be putting in an uncomfortable situation where he will have to go nuclear and essentially change the Senate rules on the fly, make it so that a filibuster in this instance will not stand and break with years and years and years of Senate tradition, something that the president has been kind of eager to see. He told McConnell to go nuclear if necessary. But, you know, McConnell has been much more reluctant to do so. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But it looks like it could end up going in that direction.
Yeah. What was the reaction? And I haven't even mentioned this as we just jumped into the show as to what happened in London. ISIS sympathizers apparently are celebrating that London attack. Again, this was a crazy knife attack that happened, and sad to see those. I know you've been to London. Sad to see people were killed, a handful of people killed and a bunch of people injured. What was the reaction in D.C. to that?
You know, in D.C., this was obviously met with quite a bit of shock and, you know, just some deep concern. We had the White House giving their statement saying that the president had spoken with Theresa May after this took place and came along with the sort of usual pledges that we see for all U.S. assistance as needed. This is coming up on the anniversary of the Brussels attack that we saw about a year ago, I guess, at the airport, I believe. I'm sorry, it all kind of blurs together in the long run.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. The fact of life. And that, of course, has drawn, you know, some suspicion that this could have been coordinated around that. But as it stands right now, there's just a lot of questions that still need to be answered.
Wow, crazy. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Coming up, we're going to dive deeper into what happened in London. Some more of those awful details. Stay with us.
Yo, stop fighting like you like while you rain. Ain't catching none of mine neither. Apex is 619, high flyer, old school like mixtapes.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
London. Assailant was shot dead after four were killed near Parliament. Remember, there was a vow by ISIS to fly an ISIS flag over Windsor Castle. So four people, as I said, murdered, a bunch of others injured when an attacker plowed a car through crowds in central London before trying to storm the House of Parliament and what they believe was an Islamist inspired terroristic act. The police say they knew the identity of the assailant who fatally stabbed unarmed police, because that was the other part of, as I mentioned, wielding the knife. So it was the first mass casualty terror attack in England since 2005, when 52 people and four attackers died in the July bomb attacks on the London public transportation system, remember the double-decker bus, and the use of a car as a weapon of terror. Of course, that's the methods that have been used in the past year by attacks in Berlin, attacks in Nice. So this assault is 1 year to the day of the anniversary of the ISIS bomb attacks in Brussels. Prime Minister Theresa May described the attack as sick and depraved. I couldn't say it better. Sick and depraved. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And it's just all too familiar. The location of the attack, they say, was, of course, no accident. The terrorists chose to strike right in the capital city, where you had kind of the melting pot of everything in England. And, you know, Parliament was placed on lockdown for several hours. That's what they do. They had to stay debating in the chambers, that kind of thing. You could see the carnage in the aftermath of the attack, which happened when Parliament was in session. One member, in fact, of the government gave mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to the officer who died from stab wounds. And Mark Rowley, England's most senior counter-terror police officer, told reporters that they believe they knew the attackers I mentioned, but they're not releasing it. Rowley said, you know, this is a day we planned for, but we hope would never happen. And I was looking at a map of Westminster Abbey and a House of Parliament and what actually happened, Westminster Station, where people take their subway, the London subway. And you could see in this video I was watching that you had the car come across the Westminster Bridge, crashed into a railing outside of Parliament. The suspect ran into the Parliament compound, and then the rest is history, sadly, what happened to the people outside. And it was just, again, this was just a shocking thing. The car crashes near Parliament, and one guy jumps out, has a knife, continues the attack. And one of the people who died was a woman. I mean, you know, this happened in the afternoon. It's 2:40 in the afternoon. And there was crowds. Just boom, into the crowd. Are you suspecting that? Are you looking for that? Of course not. Of course not. So what are they going to do? They put everything on lockdown, including all the roads around the Parliament and the London Eye. And, I mean, just a, gosh, just a random, sick, depraved terror attack. Immediately, our president, President Trump, spoke with Prime Minister May on the phone after learning of the attack and just said, you know, the U.S. stands ready to assist in any way that would be helpful. Witnesses who took photographs, and I saw some of the photographs, you just see this car, a crunch of a car, it hit the curb, and it the guy, you know, maybe had a heart attack or something is what they thought, but then the acceleration picked up. So then you knew with the car revving, and that's what witnesses were saying, that, oh, no, this is an attack, you know. And then they nailed him, of course, killed him. But it's too late for the people who were murdered and who were injured. And that's exactly what, you know, what happened. And it's just awful. I mean, this is the world we live in, and, you know, we're not all unicorns. We understand that this is the deal, right? But it's just a reminder. It's just a reminder to be diligent in your life. But as I say that, it's a ridiculous statement. How are you going to know? Even if you practice safety, and we've talked about this before with some tremendous people that have come on the show who are terrorist experts to tell us things to look for when you're looking for exits or in a crowded place. But this is a simple, lazy, typical afternoon of people just going about their everyday life and happened to be walking by that Westminster area, and they're there at the wrong time. I mean, just, you know, so 40 people get hurt, and four people are killed, you know, and that's the upshot of all of this. By the way, there were criticisms of the London mayor after the attack, including Donald Trump Jr., who doesn't have a role in the White House, of course, just as a reminder of that. But he said occasionally he's either asked for comment or he tweets, like, of course, the Trump family tweets. They are a family of tweeters. And I happen to actually catch this. And he tweeted out, "You have to be kidding me. Terror attacks are part of living in a big city," says the London mayor. So he's criticizing that the mayor, Siddiqui Khan, says, well, this is part of, and he didn't say it quite like that, but he did say that he believes the threat of terror attacks are part and parcel of living in a big city, and encourage Londoners to, you know, to be on the lookout. But just like I said, you can't be on the lookout for that. And I understand what he's saying to say, well, you know, hey, if you live in New York City, you live in London, you live in San Francisco, versus if you live somewhere out in the prairie, there's a great chance. I mean, you never know. You know, there could be a terror attack, and you could be in the middle of it. And, of course, the answer is, of course you could. And in our fantasies, pigs fly and other things happen that we can't even imagine. So I get what he means by that, right? It's probably not the right time to say that. I mean, he has a point. You know, that saying that after people are trying to grapple with it, and certainly that doesn't do anything for the families. Like, too bad you chose to live in the city. Right. Too bad. And he didn't say too bad, but he did say, hey, that's, you know, part of living in the city. And like I said, that doesn't do much of anything for anybody by blurting that out there instead of saying, you know, the first part of what he said, we feel for the families and da 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 da. And then he could have just stopped pretty much, you know, right there. And he would have been okay, if you know what I'm saying. It would have been a lot better. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up on America Tonight, you know, it's all about the numbers. By the way, you can always throw in your 2 cents on what happened in London, and should the mayor have kind of reeled in his statement. I think sometimes there is that push to release information, and maybe what's being said isn't completely thought out. Let's put it that way. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your thoughts on this terror attack on London. And, of course, it's sickening that you see ISIS videos of sympathizers celebrating on social media. The death of innocent people and injuring innocent people, and then seeing what's on social media is, again, just sickening to see it. You know, saying that the chatter, saying that they're blessed. And there was a graphic of a burning Big Ben that said, soon our battle on your land with London. And, of course, that image is all over the place. And, you know, you think of Brussels and 300 people injured and 32 dead. You think of the suicide bombings at the Brussels airport, and seeing that it's blessed and it's, you know, Big Ben, and I happen to see that sympathizers applauding and sharing this all over the place. You know, I mean, look, it's being treated as terror, and the ISIS channels are not claiming it, but they're celebrating it, let's put it that way. And it has their fingerprints all over it, maybe a lone wolf kind of attack. Numbers we can count coming up.
Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly love, but you're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate, and then you wait for the next Kuwait, karma, coma.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jump on, including this, and that has to do with what's going on with the health care vote. 218, that is the juicy big number that is needed to boot this thing to the Senate. So far, not looking good. Meeting very late into the night, the House battling still on overhauling health care. It's the first big legislative test since Republicans took over in Washington last November. As much as President Trump and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are throwing that proverbial weight behind the American Health Care Act, it's moving like molasses. The vote count just isn't there at this point, so then what does that mean? Republicans are divided. And conservatives say they want full Obamacare repeal, and moderates say this is the best that they're going to get. Democrats are expected to unanimously oppose it, so the House vote on the bill would still need to even pass the Senate. And, you know, what's at stake for all of us, I suppose. I mean, for Trump, he's 61 days, can you believe it, into his first 100 days as president. This is a big test. And the 10 bills that he signed so far have been either not very controversial measures or up and down resolutions so far. This is the big one. But the meetings with the 18 House Republicans on Wednesday, and those who are not getting on board don't seem to be jumping on board. So the showdown is also a big test for Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House to deliver on the promise of the unified Republican rule, because they don't have it right now. You know, he's actually, it's interesting, talking about Donald Trump in numbers and 61 being his number. Do you know that Paul Ryan is in a 16-month tenure right now at this point as Speaker? Can you believe it? Yeah, it's been that long. That long. All right, I'm going to also throw this in here in the middle of what we're talking about with numbers, because we like to zig and zag in, you know, different directions. So how about this? I think about the Sweet 16, because the tournament's going on. Some of you might be playing in brackets and have no clue about any of the, you know, any of the teams or players or any of that, but you just follow your bracket, you know, filled it out to see what's happened. I said this the other day, but I'll say it again. I picked Nova to win the whole thing. They got knocked out pretty early. So there's no winning of a bracket for me. But how about this? I was reading a story on the bonuses that some of these coaches get. And listen, capitalism is capitalism, and I think if you're doing well and you have bonuses in a contract, you're entitled to them. But I was curious as to what they're, you know, what they make. So Roy Williams, the North Carolina coach, will get bonuses for every step in the Tar Heels' path to a national championship. So because he made the tournament, he got 25 grand. It's like the $100,000 pyramid or whatever. He got 25,000 because they made the tournament. He got 100,000 more for getting to the second round, another 150 for getting to the Sweet 16. Cha-ching! I think I went into the wrong profession. I had to beg, borrow, and steal to get money. And he's awesome at what he does, like I said, so he should get paid, but that's pretty sweet. And he could get $200,000 if they beat Butler for the regional finals, $200,000 for making the Final Four, and $250,000 for winning the national title. Wow! But that's incentive pay, right? Absolutely. So John Calipari, Kentucky's head coach, he has a contract that doesn't include any bonuses. He agreed to eliminate them when he renegotiated in 2014, but it increased his basic pay. So how much does he make? Ready for this? Bum ba da da. I feel like I need trumpets. Bum ba da da. $7 million. I don't know. I think I would take that. Take the $7 million clean and free and not have anything attached to it like Roy Williams has attached to his. Of course, his base pay, he makes a pretty sweet salary, too, I would say, as well. If you never rode on a Virgin Airline flight, oh, do I feel sorry for you. I loved Virgin Air. I only rode on it a couple of times, but it was a great price. It was a sweet ride, and it was great. It was easy on and off. You had a television the whole time, so you could watch news programs, financial programs, whatever you wanted to watch. You could rent a movie for a couple of bucks. But Seattle-based Alaska bought Virgin last year because they really want to explode the California market and beyond that. $2.6 billion merger. So a combined airline with 1,200 daily flights, 286 planes. It is now the United States' fifth largest airline. So the parent company announced Wednesday that all Virgin American flights will fly under one brand with Alaska Airlines, likely in 2019. So the new strategy is coming with expansion to flights out of San Francisco, San Diego, L.A., San Jose. They've already been doing that. They're also getting new cabins in 2018, they say. with new first and economy class seating, first class is be expanded by 50%, and on Virgin Airbus flights, so from 8 to 12, you get it. High-speed satellite Wi-Fi added to the fleet, starting with the 737s. So they're still going to do the free movies, TV episodes, streaming. They're going to keep doing that, which I think is smart. They had such a clever way of treating the... I mean, they just had such a clever way of treating you as an airline passenger, and I think in the flights that I took, I thought they treated you extremely well. Really. How about this? After years of big losses and stores closing, the future is officially in doubt for Sears and Kmart. Can you imagine? People would always go to Sears. I mean, I remember like their auto parts. I remember going to their auto parts, but I also remember there was a Sears not too far from us. So the holding company for the two pretty iconic retail brands is warning investors they can't promise they're going to stay in business because they can't turn things around. They're saying our historical operating results indicate substantial doubt exists related to the company's ability to continue as a going on, you know, and they have not been doing well. The company owes the Sears Holdings, even to survive, they owe $4.2 billion. That's up from $3 billion a year ago. So that tells to me that is a sinking ship. That because they got to sell assets. That means stores, store leases, all of that kind of stuff. But how much is that going to make up? So they're in deep trouble. And they've already sold off part of it. I mean, think of the stores that are closing. In the last year, Sports Authority, The Limited closed, Radio Shack, American Apparel, they're in bankruptcies. They'll probably shut down. Macy's, JCPenney, Staples, they're announcing store closings. And certainly the Sears problem started well before online shopping because they started to suffer from low-price competitors like Walmart, other box stores, Home Depot, all of that. That started to hurt them, where they used to be the go-to store at one time. They're not the go-to store. So with all these warnings, the shares went down about 15% in midday trading on Wednesday. Oh, crazy. End of an era. Let's put it that way. Was it 2 days ago I talked about Forbes and the richest men? Jeff Bezos. He is the guy. He's the guy that is changing life as we know it, as far as those box stores are concerned, because they can't keep up with even, you know, the online shopping with the Amazons, etc., where they're delivering things for free or you're getting better deals or, you know, whatever it is. It's just these better deals are crippling everybody else out there. So the familiar stores you just drive by, even if you don't go in. And I started to think about this. I mean, how often do you go to a mall? Anybody out there a mall rat? Is there even such a term anymore as a mall rat? I don't know. Last time I went to a mall, I was shocked because, I mean, seriously, nobody was there. There was a handful of cars, and I mean, I could have kicked a football from one end. Well, I don't know if I would have made it, but I could have, you get the gist. I could have thrown a football, kicked a football, whatever, throughout the whole place, and I wouldn't have hit anybody because there was hardly anyone around. Now, where I am, there is a mall that still is kind of a gathering spot, and I think it survives for a while. But if you've got a mall that's kind of dicey and it used to be a popular mall, those are the ones that just, boy, they are the ones that are turning out the lights, Lucille, and that's it. All right, coming up, if you want to throw in, you can do it. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
The light. Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I should also say at this stage that we believe now approximately 40 people have been injured, including several with serious injuries, including three police officers, two of whom are in serious condition.
Every time we walk into Parliament, there are screens telling us about the risk level that day. And I think members become immune when it says dangerous and so on. It's something that you live with and don't really think about. But today, when I went in, I suddenly realised this was for real and it could be serious.
The British government is investigating this as an act of terrorism at this moment. So for me to sort of get out and ahead of, I know our Homeland Security team and our National Security team are in contact with them. Secretary Tillerson's issued a statement, as has Homeland Security Secretary Kelly. So we are continuing to monitor the situation. We're in touch with officials in the British government.
Yeah, sadly, we've been talking about it, what happened in London, just despicable. And, of course, they're holding a lot of the details back for now. The last voice you just heard was Sean Spicer, White House spokesperson. And it is the world we live in, but it's not one we should have to live in that sense of the word. It would be great if that wasn't the case. And, unfortunately, you know, you see people celebrating the ISIS sympathizers and ISIS crew themselves and lone wolves and crazies and others that jump on that bandwagon. So here's where we are. Hey, if you want to throw in on anything we've been talking about, healthcare, boy, how about that? The Republicans, they can't get it together. So no matter how much Trump is pushing or Ryan's pushing or McConnell's pushing, it ain't happening at this point. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I got a true story for you.
Okay. Oh, I want to hear it.
Okay, here you go. You can love this. In 1969, Neil Armstrong walked upon the moon. He said, one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. Then as he was crawling back into the lunar modular after walking around on the moon for a while, he said, good luck, Mr. Gorsky. Well, they searched and searched and searched to see if there was astronauts named Gorsky and the Russians or the Americans, and there was no Gorsky. So reporters would ask him about that, and he would just smile and not pay any attention to him and go on about his feet, blah, blah, blah. So this went on for 26 years. So finally, one reporter asked him about why he said, good luck, Mr. Gorsky, as he's getting back into the lunar module. He said, all right, I'm going to tell you. So when I was a boy playing baseball in my backyard, my friend hit the ball over into the neighbor's yard, and I went to retrieve it underneath the window of Mr. and Mrs. Gorsky. And she was yelling at him, you want sex from me? You can forget it, buddy. You won't get any sex from me. You got about as much chance of getting sex from me as the kid next door walking on the moon. So as he climbed into the lunar module, he said, good luck, Mr. Gorsky.
Oh, you're so silly. I always laugh at anything you say. You crack me up, yeah.
I understand you're going to be on with Mark Cope tomorrow.
I was already on with Mark.
Oh,
I was on with
really?
Mark today, yes.
Oh, you were today?
I was.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that. I would pay the attention since you're in my neighborhood.
Yes, he was asking me, for everybody who knows, it's the fabulous station that we're on, and he was asking me about sports, you know, about the Final Four and what I thought was going to happen in the Final Four and all that kind
of
stuff.
How's the Gamecocks do? How's the Gamecocks do? Did they win it or what?
The Gamecocks they play Thursday and Friday.
Oh, they play Thursday and Friday. Okay. I've got the Gamecocks in that.
Ooh, that's a good pick, I think. Although,
yeah, I think
you know,
so too.
Some people aren't going to be happy if Baylor loses.
Yes, I would be happy because I got bet on the Gamecocks. Now,
I understand what you're saying.
Now, look, I'm sorry about what happened on Monday. It's sad. But we're not going to get this problem solved. You know, you go to the airport, you have to take your shoes off and be searched and all kinds of crap that you have to put up with. All because we got a segment of pop people in our country called Muslims. Now, look, we need to get rid of the Muslims. They're either going to leave now while they still can, or eventually there's going to be a war in this country and they're going to lose. We are not going to be Europe, and we will bring our guns, and we have the guns. And goodbye, Muslims. I'm telling you, you're going to see it in my lifetime. It's coming. We are tired of being murdered by these no-good, dirty, rotten so-and-sos, and we're not going to take it anymore.
I agree that we're in our lifetime, meaning I agree with you that, and you know how I feel about radical Islamist versus I'm a peaceful Muslim, but regardless, you're
forget
right.
There's no such thing as a peaceful Muslim.
You got 200 million.
One Muslim is a Muslim is a Muslim is a Muslim, oh. Kate. There's no difference.
You know I always use this analogy with you.
I know
what do you think about Dr. Oz and Kareem Abdul?
There is no difference. None
what do you
whatsoever.
Think about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I think he should go right along with the rest of them back to the sand trap of Saudi Arabia where it all started. And be happy there with his sand fleas, and he can play football with rocks instead of basketball. Forget
Dan.
It. Or any of them. Forget it. Get out of the country while you can, guys.
You are a hard right turn, my friend.
Yes,
but thank you for the call. Whoops. I don't agree. Dan knows that. I don't agree with that at all, because I do believe you have to be careful what brush you paint people with. I agree on radical Islamists. I agree on lone wolf terrorists. I agree on the abhorrent things that happen, the propaganda, the nonsense that's out there. I agree that we should not have these ridiculously lax policies and shouldn't have had them in the first place, which, of course, leads to the problem that has gotten out of control. It's just like immigration, illegal immigration. Wouldn't be quite as bad if it had been contained in the first place and laws were followed. But we can't go back in history. And moving forward, it would just be like if people said, well, you know, there's good Catholics and then there's these radicalized Catholics, and so we got to kill them all. We got to get them out of here. You know, this is what this country was founded on. And I know in this audience that some of you know Muslim folks that want nothing to do with some radicalized, crazy people, and they will tell you so, and they play baseball with your children, the families, and go to school, and it's fine. And that's the problem. That's the problem with just one big brush. Just can't do that. I agree on the other hand, though, and absolutely, we're not going to stand for that, and that's quite clear. However, as in anything with life, how do you stop a madman? I mean, how do you stop somebody has their car as a weapon, whether you've got a gun or whatever it is that you have, unless you knew that they were coming for you? When this has happened in Brussels, when this has happened in London, and if it happens in the United States, how do you stop that? In other words, you can't stop that unless you know about it. How would you be able to stop it? And that's the thing. It's coming up with ways to use something we're not expecting as a weapon, or something that could obviously be a weapon, and they turn it into that, and that's what's so awful for the people who, how could they be aware of that? How would they know? That you would have no idea. And there, you know, there go you or I. If that happened to anyone in our families, can you just imagine the rage you would feel? I mean, I know I would. And I've seen and talked to many people who have been in that situation. Look, we've had them on America Tonight in the past. And you've got to, you know, when they're in that situation, they got to figure out ways to survive. But it has got to be really, really, really incredibly tough. I mean, let's put it that way. By the way, I want to end on an up note. Congratulations, this hour anyway, to Team USA. You're saying who? Team USA on the verge of their first WBC title. You know what that is? The World Baseball Classic Championships. Yep, USA 8. Opponent, Zip Puerto Rico. Congratulations to Team USA. Good job. Way to roll. Thanks for listening to this hour. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.